Kishu Krishnam. Kishu Kukyat. Kishu Quiet. Welcome back to another wonderful Warrior Wednesdays. I'm your host, Kinshuke Tishmiat, and I'm coming to you from the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam peoples, also known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I'm excited for this upcoming new adventure in my life. And I talked about it last week about my new horizons that are going to be taking place in my life. And you know, most people get stuck on that fear of transition. They think, you know, they're starting over again, they're starting fresh, they're starting new. But we're not at all, you know, because life is about accumulating experiences. Life is about growing and accumulating knowledge. And all that knowledge, you know, no matter what age you are in life, you've accumulated certain amounts of knowledge in your life, you know, like myself. You know, I've accumulated a lot of knowledge on traveling, not only just for my lifestyle through powwows, but I've actually, before I started powwow dancing, I boomed out a lot. And that's what we call, you know, booming out in the trades is like going to other areas to work. So as an apprentice and a young journeyman, I, you know, work was kind of slow here in the Vancouver area. So there was times where you'd have to boom out and have to go to other provinces. I had to go out of the States, and I met a lot of people. And I gained a lot of experiences, you know, and I've seen a lot of things, and I learned a lot of new tricks, and I learned to, you know, I learned a lot. And that's what you do in life. You know, you get experiences, you grow, you learn. So you're not starting over again. You know, you're starting with all your life experiences, everything that I've learned in the trades and traveling throughout my, you know, my short span on this life, I'm bringing that to my new career. And you need to look at yourself as well in your life and think about it. You know, if there's opportunities that have arisen, and we all have that self-doubt and within us, like, you know, I'm not, we think that we're not the person for that role, or we're not the person for that job, we're not the person for that thing, right? You know, that self-doubt, that self-talk, that saying, you know, I'm not qualified, you know, to do that. But in reality, you are. You know, sometimes there are certain things you have to be, you know, qualified for on paper, but a lot of things in life, you don't have to be quote unquote qualified on paper to do things, you know, to start up your own business, to, you know, pick up a pen and start, or a paintbrush and start creating art, to start filming, to start knitting, to start, you know, to doing whatever your passion is in life. You know, you don't have to have quote unquote qualifications to do that. And like I talked about it before, you know, I never even finished high school. You know, I dropped out in grade 12, and there was two other people that actually applied for that job that I applied for, and on paper they may have looked better, but I got a little bit of an insight from the HR person who did the interview with me. And she told me that these people that applied had no trades experience. You know, they'd never been into the trades. And that was one of the big key roles in the job, is trying to bring in new indigenous people into the trades. So, quote unquote, I don't have some of the qualifications for that job, but I had the experience. I have the hands-on knowledge from being in the field, being a tradesperson, you know, going through not one but two apprenticeships, traveling, you know, learning, seeing things. And that's like you know, you might have things in your life where you're qualified through experience, through knowledge. And in the trades, you know, in the trades world, in the union here in Canada, for the older tradespeople, they're called trade qualified, TC, you know, TQ. And for the younger folks like myself and the younger generations, we're actually red sealed. We go to school, we get a certificate from the government, you know, recognized as red sealed iron workers. But, you know, school wasn't always around for the trades. And there was a lot of tradespeople who were grandfathered in, they call it. And they became TQ, trade qualified. And they would just be grandfathered in. And they didn't have to go to school because they had the experience. They had that knowledge already that school wasn't going to teach them much. A lot of these TQ'd members actually helped form the school to become what it was at BCIT, the British Columbia Institution of Technology. And sometimes we underestimate ourselves, you know, with the Western world's way of thinking. You know, we underestimate that, hey, you know, I don't have a certificate, so I don't know, I'm not qualified for that job. But you might actually through that life experience, you know, and with that life experience, you can use that in your favor. And you know, that's why I think it's kind of funny when you see quote unquote life coaches who are in their early late teens, sorry, in their early 20s. Like, you haven't lived life much to be a life coach, right? You have to experience life in order to coach someone on life. It's kind of funny, right? Like, you can't be a student. Like, you can't be a student and a teacher at the same time, right? You have to learn. And you can't be, say, a youth, like a kid, let's say, just putting this out for example, like you're a youth in school. You're learning, you're growing. You can't be a teacher. You can be a teacher in certain things in life, but like academic wise, you can't, you know, it's just, you can't be that person yet. You have to go through all the steps. You know, we don't just come out of our mom running. You know, we have to first kind of learn how to sit up. We have to learn how to keep our head up to begin with, right? Because, you know, as little babies, your head's like heavier than your body. You got to get that strength in your core to keep your head up. Then you have to be able to learn how to kind of crawl. And then you get up and you stand. And you learn to stand. And then you kind of learn how to walk slowly. You'll fall down, get up, fall down, you know. And eventually you can run. But that takes time. That takes growth. That takes that knowledge and that experience to do it. You have to become qualified, you know, through that life experience in order to run. So don't let yourself down. Don't let yourself off the hook that easy. If something's coming up in your life, you know, that was kind of one of the things that I thought about. Hey, you know, I'm not a high school graduate, you know, and I used to, I don't do that anymore. I used to really look down on myself for that. You know, I used to beat myself up for that. And there's a lot of great people who've accomplished amazing things with not having their dogwood, or, you know, graduating grade 12 or whatever you call it, wherever you live. You know, it's different wherever you live. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of qualified people who've never finished high school. And, you know, one day when I have kids, I'm really going to push them to at least finish that minimum grade 12. You know, I'm not going to force my children to go to college, because personally, I think college is overrated. There's a lot of people I listen to, and there's a lot of things that I've actually learned for free, or, you know, paid for books, and that have helped me, instead of putting myself in $100,000+ in debt and then coming out of school and there being no jobs for that thing that I took in school. You know, there's a few guys that I actually work with or have worked with that have went to school for other things, and they come out and there's not even a job for them. There's not even a, you know, some of these jobs are actually dying out. So that's why I think our school system is really outdated. Our school system, I'm not a big fan of, so I'm not going to force, you know, my kids to seek post-secondary education if it's not what they want to do in life. You know, if it is, then yes, you know, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a doctor, you want to be a nurse, you want to be someone that has to have that knowledge, then seek it. You know, but like I said, to be a business owner, you can take school on being a business owner, but the only way you can really be and learn and how to be a successful business owner is by starting a business. By getting your hands on whatever you want to do. It's like being in the apprenticeship in the trades. Yes, we go to school. We'll go to school for 10 weeks at a time, you know. But where we learn a lot of our knowledge is actually out in the on the job sites, in the field, they say. And that's where you get the hands-on experience. That's where you learn how to be a tradesperson, is in the field. And that's what you need to do with your life, you know? Experience things. Try. Fail. You know, life is about failing. And I seen this amazing quote. It wasn't a quote. It was more of just a speech from Michael Jordan. And, you know, he talks about how he's missed over 9,000 shots in his career. You know, he's taken over 26 final buzzer shots, and he's missed them. You know, he's lost over 300 games. And, you know, failure will teach us so much more than winning ever will. And if you watch my powwow vlogs, there was a few times I was really upset about failing, but it's taught me so much more about who I am than if I would have won, right? Like Michael Jordan, he lost a championship, went all the way and lost in the finals. And I like to listen to Michael Jordan because he talks about how he was sitting on the back of the bus and he was crying. And he was so mad and he started to try to blame everyone on his team. And something clicked that he needed to become better in order for the team to get better. He could try to blame everyone else and point the fingers instead of pointing a thumb at himself, because he can't control anyone else but his own person. He can only control how he shows up. And you know what? He came back the next year and won. And won again. And again. And then he left. came back and won again and again. Like, isn't that crazy how losing something like that can push someone to become even better? So fail at life. Fail often, you know? I fail many a times. I fail many a times in the gym when I'm working out. You know, you work out to failure until you can't lift anymore. And that's how you grow. You know, there's things I've done in this world. You know, I've tried projects and I failed. And I just, you know, I wouldn't know if it was good or I'm good at it until I try, until I fail, until I do it, right? So know that you have experience and you're not coming to something brand new. You're not starting over again. You're starting with experience. That's what you're starting with. So give yourself a better break and go after your dreams. Follow your passion. And if you're asking yourself, Peter, I don't know what my dreams are. You know, I don't know what my passion is. I don't know what I was born to do in this world. And it's super simple to find out what one of your passions are. Is what do you do in your life where you lose track of time? For myself, you know, I will actually lose time when I'm editing my vlogs, when I'm editing content, when I'm creating content. I will get lost. And it'll feel like 5-10 minutes, and it'll be like hours. It'll be a day, you know? There's been times where I just sat down and I've edited things and created things, and it's been like half a day. And I'm like, whoa, like, where's the time gone? That's what you gotta do. Find that thing where you get lost in time. Find that thing which you're gonna do for free. Find that thing that you enjoy. You know, I enjoy creating content. I enjoy doing these podcasts. I enjoy doing my vlogs. You know, I enjoy learning and molding and like growing in content. And quite frankly, like, I get lost in it. So that's what you need to do. Find something you're gonna get lost in, and you'd get lost in. And that's your passion. That's your light you need to bring to this world. And remember, you're starting with that experience that you have at the age you're at now in life. So with that, thank you for tuning in. I challenge you to get lost in time. Get lost in your passion this week. I'll see you next Wednesday. Sukuni for tuning in. Dagas. And remember, everything always happens for the right reasons. Take care.